This halacha is based on chapter 28 in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the topic of drawing, receiving Torah from the right place, from a good place, coming from the Dalet Alfin of Kedusha, or those people who receive their Torah from the Alfin Hanefulin, from a Torah, a light that has fallen into the hands of the Klipos and the Sitrachra, and it's damaged. And it damages those that study that Torah, don't get the emes, they don't get the real truth. Now, paragraph Dalid, Rav Nosson Zal says, Haklal Lu'uvda. To summarize what we've been learning till now, and to bring it into practical application for us, Shetzrichin lehispalil ma'oid l'Hashem Yisborach, sheyinotzel milimudim roim, that a Jew has to daven a lot to be saved from the wrong type of learning that comes from these fallen Torahs. Ki harbe harbe nishku baze, because many, many people have fallen into this. Rav Nosson Zal is telling us that this isn't just a couple of people. There could be hundreds or thousands of Jews that are learning Torah, and they're not getting an accurate picture of the Torah. Ki hakol chafetzim liyiras Hashem Yisborach. Because everyone really wants to respect Hashem. Everyone wants to do the right thing. Bifrat b'nei hanurim, especially youth, teenagers, younger people, shemach mashadayin lo nisu kol kach, ve'enom rechoikim misharoshem kol kach, Al kein al piroiv he mishtekikim umizgagim ma'oid liskarev lavodas Hashem Yisborach. Because of the fact that they have not yet become old in their ways, set in their ways of going on a wrong kind of path, and they haven't strayed that far away from their roots, therefore, the majority of this youth, really deep down inside, they're yearning to come close to Hashem. They want a real, healthy, positive, proper relationship with Hashem. They want to do the right thing. Aval harbe misrachakim. However, unfortunately, many of them become distant from Hashem. Machmas deois rois usvorois kuzvios shel hamisnagdim aloemes. Because of wrong opinions and false opinions of those who oppose the truth, those who are not close to true tzaddikim, who are disseminating an accurate description, an accurate explanation of the Torah. Shemekablim Torois Hanefulois. And instead, these people are receiving Torah in the form of Torah Hanefula, Shemahapchim Divrei Elokim Chaim, whereby there are people who flip around the true words of the Torah, they change it. Va'omrim, and they say, she'osur lehispalel bekoyach ubiyagiyos ubemesiras nefesh. They say that a person is not supposed to put tremendous energy and effort and mesiras nefesh into their tefillah. They say, calm down, relax, take it easy, don't get excited. V'toilin atzmon be'ilon godol. And they derive support from a big tree, meaning they draw support from great rabbis, supposedly. Ki'ilu kiblu kach mitzadik godol, as if they received this attitude about Yiddishkeit from a great tzaddik. V'toilin boy buki sriki. And they attach empty pitchers. This is a term used in the Gemara, buki sriki, empty pitchers. They hang empty pitchers on this tree. Meaning, they bring sources sometimes, and they misinterpret those sources, as if to say, you don't have to put so much effort in. Just to give a tiny example, I had the privilege of starting a learning Seder yesterday with a friend of mine from New Jersey over the phone. And we decided to learn Ein Yaakov, the stories of the Gemara, starting from the beginning of Shas. And Shas begins with, when do you recite Kriya Shema in the evening? We recite it And the Mishnah gives different opinions as to when. And then it speaks about one opinion is midnight and one opinion is this. And then the Gemara goes into a discussion about how the night is divided up. How do we define midnight? That the night is divided into three sections. And right there in the Ein Yaakov, one of the commentaries there quotes the Rishonim, the Rosh, and other Rishonim who say that a Yirei Shamayim, a person who wants to be religious, needs to know about the different sections of the night, because there's a very important thing that takes place at night. At midnight is an opportune time for a person, a Yirei Shamayim, to mourn the Churban Beis Hamikdash, to say special prayers then, to learn Torah then. This is in the Ein Yaakov, this is in Gemara, this is in the Rishonim speak about this. And unfortunately, there are Rabbonim and there are Sfarim that mention that this doesn't really apply today, giving all kinds of excuses and false explanations. When we know the Zohar HaKadosh, the Arizal, the Baal Shem Tov, Rabbeinu Zal, and many, many tzaddikim make it perfectly clear that this is the right thing to do. It's a wonderful thing to do. If a person can't do it, at least don't twist the Torah. Don't try to bring sources from the Torah that seem to imply that we don't have to do it. Ki cholilo lachshoiv kazois al tzaddik amiti. Rav Nosson Zal says because it would be terribly forbidden to think that a true tzaddik carries such an opinion, holds such an opinion, that you don't have to put in a lot of effort into tefillah. Rak heim boidim milibom sforis sheker koele. But rather, these people unfortunately make up their own ideas and their own reasons, shenim shochem milimudim pigumim, which come from damaged Torah, me'alfin hanefulim, from the alfin that have fallen. Rav Nosson Zal speaking about the fact that during his time, Rabbeinu Zal wanted very much to reawaken the spirit of tefillah. It's told that Rabbeinu Zal came into the city of Breslov when he was about 30 years old. He moved to Breslov, and he came into shul there at one point, and he was looking around, and he said, "I don't understand. I don't hear any clapping in the davening. What? They're sleeping here. This is a morgue." And Rabbeinu Zal said, "We hold from the derech of the Baal Shem Tov about people jumping into the palace, jumping into the throne room of the king with a dirty sleeve, meaning getting into it." Getting into it, a person, dirty sleeve means a person who's cooking and baking and they get dirty in the process a little bit, but they're alive, they're active, that kind of thing. And Rabbeinu Zal revealed about 10 chapters, 10 shiurim in Likut Imran, giving maybe 20, 30 explanations as to the significance of clapping one's hands during davening and dancing. And kol atzmoisai toimarno Hashem mikomoicha, that when a person is praising Hashem, all of your bones have to get into it. You need to be alive. And there are people that looked at this, and because they don't do it, because they didn't do it, or their rabbi didn't do it, they assumed it's wrong. It's not the right derech. Al kein, therefore, al zois yispalel kol chosedei lecho le'eis mitzoi. Rav Nosson Zal quotes the words of Dovra Melech in chapter 32 in Tehillim, where Dovra Melech says, "This is what every real religious person should pray for, le'eis mitzoi, to find, to discover, sheyizke limtzoi ish emes, to be zeche to find a true rabbi, a true religious person, sheyekabel mimenu limud amiti, from whom the person will receive true Torah, hanimshach mitorah semes, beli shum psoiles v'sheker, without any lies, without any falseness and mixed into it, ubeli shum svora muchlefes klal, and without the person bringing in their own ideas that actually contradict the truth of the Torah. Ki gam etzel bnei adam pshutim nimtzoim svorois muchlafois shemahapchem ho'emes. Rav Nosson Zal says here, it's not only by big, very learned people that we have these kinds of mistakes. Sometimes even simple people can come up with a wrong interpretation or a wrong understanding about something. Bifrat, hanefilois, especially when people fall spiritually and they come up with all kinds of reasons why they can't be religious, why they can't succeed in Yiddishkeit. Shenoiflem bedaitom, whereby people get discouraged, machmas maaseihem, because of their actions, because they committed sins, they fell into certain mistakes. Machmas maaseihem ashaloi toivim, because of their certain actions that they did that were not good. V'nisrachkim al yidei zeh yoyser mi'Hashem yisborach chas v'shalom. And they use that as an excuse to move away from Hashem, to become more distant, to drop the entire Yiddishkeit. Hakol hu machmas limudim pigumim hanal. It's all because of the wrong type of learning, a learning that's damaged. Shehabaldovar machnis beliboy ki'ilu i'ef sheloyoid liskarav l'Hashem yisborach. Whereby the Yetzirah tries to convince these kind of people that there's no way in the world that they could become tzaddikim, that they could become real good, loyal Jews. So forget it, give it up completely. Ukiyotze be'elu hasvoris shel sheker, and other types of false beliefs, shenichnosim b'lev ne'odim, which enter into the hearts of people, shekulam nimshochem mitoyrois hanefulois. All of this is coming from those fallen Torahs. Al kein tzrichen lehispalel harbe l'Hashem yisborach lehinotzel mizeh. Therefore, a person has to invest a lot of time and effort praying to Hashem, save me from the wrong kind of Torah, from the wrong kind of limudim, the type of limudim that push people away from Hashem, chas v'shalom. Rav Nosson Zal, in another place in Likutei Halachos, speaks about the Sefer Reishis Chachma, which is one of the extremely holy Sforim that we have in Yiddishkeit, which was written by a student of the Ramak, Rav Moshe Cordoviro, in the 1500s, 1600s. It's one of the most spectacular Sifrei Musar in existence. It's about 400 pages, and it's divided up into sections. A section on Yiras Hashem, a section on Ahava, a section on Kiddusha, all kinds of things. And towards the end of the Sefer, there's a section called Mesechta Gehenim, describing the punishments, the type of punishments that Hashem could give a person for certain sins, Chas V'Shalom, etc. And Rav Nosson Zal, during his time, saw that there were people who learned this Sefer, and as a result of the Sefer, they got turned off from Yiddishkeit because they saw some of the severe punishments and everything, and they said that there's no way I could do this, I could succeed it. And Rav Nosson Zal said, think, the author who wrote this Sefer, he didn't write it to make people give up Yiddishkeit, he wrote it to encourage people to become religious, to become more religious. But here again, there's a danger. Not chas v'shalom, the Reishis Chochma is Torah Semes, Torah of Kedusha. But even in that Torah, it's extremely delicate to learn things the right way, to receive it from the proper person who knows how to deliver the Torah in a way that it gives encouragement, in a way that it brings people closer to Hashem, and not the opposite, not that it pushes people away from Hashem. In the chapter in the Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on, Rabbeinu Zalveir speaks about people who teach a type of Torah where people hear it, and instead of it invigorating them, instead of it motivating them and inspiring them and encouraging them to become more religious, to get up earlier in the morning and to try harder, the Torah makes them tired. It weakens them and it makes them tired. And here again, Hashem designed the Torah. Person would say, but I don't understand. The Torah is Hashem. The Torah is Ruchnius. The Torah tells us about itself that the Torah is Samchaim and Samoves. That in order for there to be free choice, not only is there free choice in everything in the world, but even in the Torah itself, A person has to make choices, who they learn from, which Sfarim they read, and which teacher they learn from, in order to be able to receive Torah's Chaim, a Torah that gives life, a Torah that gives a person hope, simcha, encouragement, motivation, yiras shamayim, midos toivos. We know the Mishnah, there's a famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, where it says a person who learns Torah lishma, and it gives a whole list of the things that that person will be zoiche to. And even during the time of the Arizal, Reb Chaim Vital Zal writes in the introduction to the writings of the Arizal, that those rabbis who are questioning my Rebbe, those rabbis who heard about the Arizal and they're looking and they're saying, who knows if he's real or not real, he says, let them look in a mirror, let them look at themselves and look at this Mishnah and ask themselves, is their study of Torah bringing them to these madrigas? If it is, then they know they're learning Torah properly. If not, then they need to think again and say, it's not the Ari, maybe I'm doing something wrong. Maybe I think I'm learning Torah, but I'm not learning Torah properly, the way it's supposed to be learned. And whereas he says, our Rebbe the Arizal, we saw every single quality that's mentioned in that Mishnah, we saw it in the fullest sense, and we saw things that aren't mentioned in that Mishnah in terms of how great a tzaddik he was. Any questions?
Good morning, Rabbi.
Good morning.
Was Rabbeinu against learning Kabbalah?
Chas v'sholem. Rabbeinu Zal's teachings, just like most of the Hasidic teachings, are all based on Kabbalah. The Likutei Maran, on almost every single page, quotes the Zohar Kodesh, the Tikkuni Zohar, and touches on Kabbalah. The Likutei Maran can be a Kabbalah sefer. For those who are knowledgeable in Kabbalah, they see that the entire Likutei Maran, every line, is Kabbalah. Literally, every line. However, Rabbeinu Zal taught us to follow the Shulchan Aruch also. And the Shulchan Aruch gives certain guidelines in terms of the study of Kabbalah, that a person, because it is so high a level of Torah, it requires guidance and it requires preparation. In order for a person to be able to understand Kabbalah and interpret it correctly, a person needs a very good base of emunah. That's the most important prerequisite. Incredible, solid faith in Hashem and in the Torah. So that if the person will come across anything that they don't understand or that doesn't make sense to them, they'll interpret it to their own shortcoming. They won't chas v'shalom end up misunderstanding the, you know, misinterpreting the Torah, or chas v'shalom thinking less of Hashem or the Torah. That's the most important prerequisite, emunah. And also, the study of Kabbalah is based on Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Soed. It's based on Chumash, Gemara, Halacha. So if a person studies Kabbalah without a reasonable knowledge of Gemara and Halacha, again, it's like they're building a penthouse without floors underneath it. It's not that logical. It doesn't work that well. A person needs the combination of Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Soed, a combination of Torah Shebichsav, the written Torah, the Torah Shebal Peh, Gemara, Halacha, and Kabbalah. The Chidosh Zal writes that a person, those people who intentionally exclude Kabbalah from their diet, he says those people, the Torah refers to them as dumb mules. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, again, chapter 32, which we just quoted before, Al tihiyu kisus kifered ein hovin. Don't be like a horse, like a mule that has no understanding. And the Chidosh Zal says the word pered makes up the first letters of Pshat, Remez, Drush. those people who intentionally say that we're not supposed to learn Soid, and we should learn that when we're 1,000 years old or 40,000 years old. It's all kinds of different excuses and explanations and svaras why not, why this is should not be studied and should not be learned. The Chidozal says that's Pered Ein Hovin. They're getting an elementary school understanding of Yiddishkeit and Torah without the element of Soid. We know that in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Brura quotes the Zohar HaKadosh hundreds of times all over. The Zohar HaKadosh, the Arizal, etc.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Any other
Rabbi,
question, please?
I once heard also on the word Sus, on this pshat that the Chida gives, that the word Sus is also referring as En Havin, and Sus is Rashi Tevot Sod Ve'od Sod. So even someone who studies only Sod can come to En Havin. Another quick question, if I may, is a breast lever, a Hasid breast lever. Would it be recommended for him to have a stronghold on the Likutei Moran before delving into Kabbalah, would you say?
Definitely. Definitely. The fact that we, Rabbi Nassal said when the Likutei Moran was written, that he wanted his students to learn it well, to know it well. And a person who studies Likutei Moran well and Likutei Halachos gets a fabulous, clear foundation in the concepts of Kabbalah and knowing how to apply, you know, getting a proper, healthy introduction and understanding of Kabbalistic concepts.
Thank you.
Anyone else, please?
Good morning, Rav.
Yes.
I guess 9 o'clock shears how to make a chicken from scratch out of a book. So the question is, can you talk about the practical implication of what we're talking about now and how it relates to this matzav that we're in, just to, for frame of reference? Because, you know, like all of what we're learning is very good, but I was hoping maybe the Rav could use his talents to help me understand, or others, how we can apply this with what's doing right now at this time. So that I could become better, I guess that's
sure. We are in Golus. We're in exile. The Jews are in exile. And the exile that we're in is described in all over the Torah as the longest, most difficult of all the exiles. We're reading the Parshas and the Chumash now. This week we're reading Parshas Boi. We're in this period called Shoivovim, where we read about the Jews going down to Egypt and the slavery there, and the struggle there. We're told the terminology that's used is avoida kosha. They were made to do hard labor, b'chomer u'b'levenim, using cement and brick, you know, building with cement and bricks and mortar, etc. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that this avoida kosha, b'chomer u'b'levenim, it refers to the struggle for clarity in Yiddishkeit, in Torah. Chomer means chumrah, the chumrois, the kal v'chomers, and the chumrois of the Torah. Levenim, the word levenim, which means bricks, also means libuna dehilchasa, clarifying the halacha. That's the real definition of golus, exile, means lack of clarity. Lack of clarity in understanding what's going on, in understanding the purpose of life and our mission and how to deal with things correctly. So the goal is, there's a pasuk, Lochein Golo Ami Mibli Das. My nation is in exile from lack of Das. So we need to know that we are in a situation now, especially after more than 2,000 years of Golos, without a Beis HaMikdash, without leaders of the caliber of Moshe Rabbeinu, without tzaddikim like that visibly present and able to guide us and teach us, we need to know that we're in a big darkness and a tremendous lack of clarity. And Rav Nosson Zal mentioned before, therefore a person has to pray very hard to be zoche to find the emes. Because the world, if there were only darkness, If there were only sheker and no emes, the world would cease to exist. There's a pasuk, imloy brisi, chukois shamayim va'oretz loy samti. If my covenant isn't being upheld, if not for the bris, bris is another word for the Torah. The word bris is 612, plus the kolel is 613. If the Torah isn't being upheld properly, the world ceases to exist. So even though there's so much darkness and so much unclarity and so much, the sitra achra, the forces of evil are so powerful now, and so many people are being drawn away from Yiddishkeit, and so many people are being drawn away from sanity, from normalcy, we have to know and believe that there is emes in the, there has to be emes, and there has to be a Torah of emes, and a person has to be searching for. Rabbi Nosson Zal said we have to pray very hard. The religious people, the people who are learning Chumash and Gemara, have to pray very hard to be zeicha to the emes of the Torah. I mentioned once that the Bnei Yisachar writes in one of his Sforim that for a person to be zeicha to the emes of the Torah is a higher madrega than seeing Elio Anovi. The Gemara speaks and other Sforim speak about the incredible zchus and what a level a person has to be on to see Elio Anovi. And the Bnei Yisachar proves that for a person to be zeicha to the truth of the Torah, the real truth of the Torah, is even a higher level. So people ask many times, I try to have hispoidedus and I can talk to Hashem for like 2 minutes and then I'm finished. I said everything I need to say. Rabbi Nosson Zal just gave us something else very important to pray for, to be able to express to Hashem the darkness that we find ourselves in. We and our wives and our children, schools are closed, standard types of learning are unavailable. Besides the flood, the tsunami of terrible news and confusion and everything, and we, a person needs to pray very hard and search, where is the emes? Where is the truth of Torah that inspires me to come close to Hashem, to want to improve my relationship with Hashem, to want to improve my relationship with my fellow man, to become better, to search for that, and when a person finds it, to keep searching in what they found, but to take it seriously, to devote genuine time and effort in learning and praying, to drink the emes, to really absorb this truth, and to try to make it, try to make my life follow that.
Thank you, Rabbi. I really appreciate it.
Sure. Anyone else, please? Yeah. Let's continue. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, paragraph Hey, V'zeh b'chinas halichas Yisrael b'midbar. Based on what we're learning here, we'll understand what was going on during those 40 years that the Jews were traveling, wandering in the desert. V'zeh b'chinas ha-mishkan shenosa lifneihem. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu built a temporary Beis HaMikdosh, the tabernacle, the Mishkan, which went before us. U'perku v'hekimu esei b'chol pam. And each time that the Jews traveled to a new location, before they traveled, they dismantled the Mishkan. When they got to the new location, they put it back together. This went on constantly. Ki ha-mishkan hoyo l'sakein chet ho-egel. Because the Torah tells us that Hashem gave us this mitzvah of building the Mishkan in order to repair the damage that was done by the worshipping of the golden calf. Kama Yisham Rabbi Senuzal, as the Gemara says, Ve'ikr chet ho-egel shu avodah zarah nimshach milimudim roim hanal. And what was behind the sin of the golden calf? What caused that? Limudim roim, improper type of learning. Shenimshachim me'alfin nefulim, which comes from those fallen aleves. Ki ho'erev rav hitu oisom b'svorois ro'ois u'belimudim roim. Because the erev rav confused the Jews and caused the Jews to be mistaken by giving all kinds of wrong types of logic to convince the Jews to go ahead and do this, participate. It's brought that the word Erev, the words Erev Rav, are bigematria das. They are the das of the Sitra Achra. Shenim shochim mizuamas atzas hanochosh. The type of ideas that the Erev Rav was promoting were ideas that came from the tuma of the evil advice of the original snake. Al shehechnisu bohem hisnagdus godol al Moshe Rabbeinu, to the point where the Erev Rav was able to convince Jews to oppose Moshe Rabbeinu in a big way, ad shebo lekfirois gemurois, until the Jews came to major denial of Hashem, va'asu lahem al yidei zeh soegel, and went ahead and made this golden calf, ki hakol bo al yidei hamisnagdim. All of this comes from this opposition, this force of opposition, Shehem Ho Erev Rav, Shehitu Oysam Al Yidei Limudim Romana, which is the Erev Rav, which misled the Jews with all kinds of wrong ideas. V'alkein Tziva Shemizborach Acharkach Lasois Mishkan, and this is why after the Egel Hazov, Hashem commanded the Jews to build a Mishkan, Sheshom Hoyo Ha'oroin Im Haluchais. The most important part of the Mishkan was the Luchais, those tablets, the Shehu Klal HaTorah, which represents the entire Torah. V'hamishkan holachimoem b'chol masehem, and the Mishkan traveled with them throughout all of their travels. Ki ikar shleimus haTorah hu bebeis hamikdash, because we know the real perfection of Torah was in the Beis Hamikdash. Sheshom omad ha'oroin al mekoimoi hamuchan loy miyoim brias olam. In the Beis Hamikdash is where the Oroin and the Luchos were positioned in that place that was designated for them from the time of creation. Shehu ho'even shesia, which is where that rock from which Hashem founded the entire world was. The Alkane, and that's why the Pasuk says, Mitzion teitzei soira, that Torah comes from Tzion, from Yerushalayim, from the Beis Hamikdash. Kishom hu bechinas beiso shebein shmayel ara. That's where we have this house that stands between heaven and earth, that connects earth to heaven. Avol machmas chet Adam Rishon, however, because of the sin of Adam Rishon, ubifrat machmas chet Egel, and especially because of the additional sin of worshipping the golden calf, lo hoyo efshir lovoi l'eretz Yisrael ulebeis hamikdash miyad. The Jews were not able to go to Eretz Yisrael and to get to the Beis Hamikdash immediately upon leaving Egypt. Al kein huchrechu lesavei bamidbar, and therefore we were forced to wander around in the desert. V'chol tiltulam bamidbar hoyo levarer ulahalois hatoyrois hanefulois, and all of our wandering around in the desert was all in order to repair and elevate these fallen Torahs, Shein Bechinas Avira di Alma, which represent the atmosphere of the world. Shemishom Nimshochim Kol HaTiltulim Shel Kol Bnei Adam. And that's really the cause of all of the wanderings of the Jewish people. The Jews are called a wandering nation, people traveling from place to place and moving from place to place. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on the Sifrei Kabbalah, that this is the reason behind this concept of the wandering Jew. Shemuchrochim leilech baderech velios no venodu metultol chutz lebeisoi, whereby Jews are forced to travel and to wander from place, to leave their homes and go from place to place, whether it's actually changing location or whether it's the search for parnasa or all kinds of excuses why people travel. V'hakoil b'shvil levarer ulahalois hatoyrois hanefulois nal. One of the main reasons for this is that we have to come to these different places and elevate the fallen toyrois that are in those places. Shehein Bechinas Avira di Alma, which is referred to over there in chapter 28 as the atmosphere, the air of the world. Ki kishe odam no venod baderech, Hu kemo yishu ba'avira d'alba. Because when a person's wandering around and traveling and everything, they're out there. They're out there in the air. Ki hu chutz lebeisoy hakavua. He's outside of his established home. U'kishezoicha oz, and if a person is zoicha to do the right thing when they're traveling, that even when they're traveling, they're careful about their prayers, they're careful to be learning Torah, oz hum, and to do mitzvos, oz hum evarer al yidei zeh, es hatoiv hagonuz b'hatoirois hanefulois, shem b'chinas ar avira d'alma. Then that person succeeds in extracting and refining the good that's found inside of those fallen Torahs, which are in that atmosphere out there in the world. Shezeh b'chinas halichos Yisrael b'midbar. This is the whole concept of the travels of the Jews in the desert. Bimkoim haklipos. The desert, the midbar, the Zohar Kodesh, and all Sifrei Kabbalah tell us, is the place of the klipos. Mekoim nochosh, sorof, viakra, vitzimoin. As it says clearly in the Torah, a place of snakes and scorpions and thirst. Hakoil, what was it all really about? Kedei levarer hanitzoitzois mishon. In order to come into contact with, to find and connect with the holy sparks that are found in the place of the Sitrachra, in the domain of the Sitrachra, and to be able to elevate them. Hainu levarer hatoiv shel hatoiroi sanefulosan, which means to extract and refine the good that's found within those toiroi sanefulos. V'alkein osu shomes hamishkon, and that's why they made the Mishkan in the Midbar, shehu b'chinas habeis hamikdosh, which was like a beis hamikdosh, aval adayin loy nikba al mekoymoy. However, it wasn't yet established in a permanent location. Rak huchrechu b'chol pam leforkoy lakimoy, but rather they had to always take it apart and put it back together. Kedei levarer ulahaloi salyidei zeh es hatoiroi sanefulois. That through this process, we would be able to refine and elevate those fallen Torahs. Kizeh klal, because this is a very important rule in Kabbalah, in Yiddishkeit, she'ein hadin nimtak elo b'sharoshoy. You cannot sweeten a judgment. You cannot correct things without going to the source of it. Alkein, therefore, daika al yidei shehoya hamishkan im ha'orein v'aluchos bi'atzmam im kol Yisrael noem v'nodem b'midbar. By having the Torah itself wander around, not just the wandering Jew, but the Oroin and the Luchos and the Mishkan are wandering around with us over there in the desert. Shehu b'chinas avira d'alma, ayidei zeh daika beiraru vehelu b'chol pam es hatoirois hanefulois l'sharoshim. This is what enabled us to elevate and refine these fallen Torahs, to reconnect the good in there, to reconnect it to its source. Ad shenistaknu, until it was actually repaired, we repaired whatever could possibly be repaired, venasu toira amitius, and it was turned into true Torah. Shezeu b'chinas kol mitzvois ha-toira gdoisho, shenitztavu b'chol pam b'midbar, b'oyel moed. This will explain all of these specific mitzvahs that Hashem revealed to the Jews in the desert, while we were in the desert, where Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu from the Ohel Moed. Shezochu lo zeh b'chol pam, we achieve this all the different times, al yidei shebeiraru vehelu b'chol pam toiras hanefulois l'sharoshim. Through this process of elevating these fallen toiras and connecting them to their source, this is what prepared us to be able to receive new, pure, true Torah from Hashem. V'alkein nichtevu kol masois shelohem b'Torah. And this will explain a very interesting thing. The Torah is a book of laws. The Torah is a book of guidance, direction. Why does the Torah spend pages telling us about the travels of the Jews? They went to here, and then they went there, and then they went there. What is that doing in the Torah? K'mo shekosuv, Eile Masei B'nei Yisrael, Ki mikol hamasois shelohem nase Torah. Because our travels created Torah, generated Torah. V'alkein, and therefore, b'chol hamasois shelohem hichniu ho'oivim v'hasoinim. Throughout all of our travels, we were able to subdue and defeat all of our enemies. Shehin bechinas hamisnagdim elohemes. This refers to all those spiritual forces and physical forces that oppose the truth. Kalidei hamasois shenosu bamidbor. Because through the travels that we traveled in this wilderness, bikdusha kozois, with such great holiness, v'hamishkon v'ha'oroin holach lifneim, and the mishkon with the oroin inside of it traveled in front of us, leading us. Al yidei ze hichniu kol haklipois hayonkim me'atoros hanefulois. This enabled us to defeat all of these forces of tuma that draw energy from these fallen toyrois, shein bechinas avira di alma, which are referred to over there in that Torah as the atmosphere of the world, the air of the world, ubeiraru vehelu es hatoiv hagonus shom, and we were zeicha to refine and elevate the good that's hidden inside of those toyrois hanefulois. Ukemuva bezoyer kodesh, as the Zohar HaKadosh writes clearly, Shalidei Halichosam Bamidbar, that through our walking in the desert, traveling in the desert, Dorchu Al HaKlipois, we stepped on the Klipois. That's the terminology used in the Zohar HaKadosh. Hainu Kanal, this corresponds to what we said before, Ki Kishemevarim Es HaToiv Mitoichom, because when we succeed in extracting the good from the Klipois, Azai haklipois noiflim v'nisbatlim. Then they fall away and they become eliminated completely. V'acharkach kishechonu, and then afterwards, after we finished traveling, v'hekimu es, and we came to a stop, v'hekimu es hamishkon, and they put up the mishkon, v'he'emidu al mechoinoi, and they established it in a location. V'hichnisu ha'oroin im ha'toyro le'mekoymoi, and they placed the oroin, the holy ark, with the luchos in it, in its proper place over there in the midbar. Oz hekimu ubonu es ha'toyro sheliktu ubeiru b'nesiosam. By doing that, they established and built up the Torah that they had gathered and refined while they were traveling. Vehelu vehichnisu es ha'Torah mibchinas savira di alma lebchinas besa, and we elevated and brought the Torah inside from having been outside in the avira di alma. We brought it into a bias, shehu bein shmaya la'ara, a bias that's between heaven and earth, shehu bechinas habeis hamikdash, which was like the beis hamikdash. Sheze b'chinas ha-mishkon be'eis ha-kamosoi. The mishkon, when it was erected, was like a beis ha-mikdosh. Because the Gemara says, ki mishkon ikri mikdosh. K'mo shom Rabbi Senezal, we find in several places in the Torah that the word mishkon is used to refer to the beis ha-mikdosh, and the word mikdosh is used to refer to the mishkon. When Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu about making the Mishkan in the desert, he said, "Va'asu li mikdash v'shochanti b'soichon." So we see that the Mishkan is also called mikdash. Rak, however, chutzruchu lefarkoi b'chol pam, we had to dismantle it constantly, ulenosoi, and to carry it, uletaltaloi, and to bring it from place to place, Kedei lahachnia hasoinim v'ho'oivim, in order to defeat the enemies, the spiritual enemies, the klipois, the forces of tuma, shehein bechinas avira di alma, which are referred to as the atmosphere of the world, al yedei shebeiru vehelu hatoyrois hanefulois, by refining and elevating those fallen toyrois, shehein bechinas alfin hanefulin. But after we traveled for a certain period of time, hekimu al mekoymoi, they established the mishkan in a location, Vishom shavu v'chazru ha'alfin shibichnas ha'toyrus anal al mekoimon. And then those alfin, which are these fallen Torahs, returned to their proper place. Ki chazru v'nizbaru, they were once again refined, and v'olu l'sharosham, and rose up to their source. V'chazru v'nichlalu b'ha'toyra ha'kdoisha, and they were plugged back into the Holy Torah, shenitztavu b'chol pam b'amidbar bo'el moed, which we received new information of the Torah all the time through the Oyel Moed, through Hashem speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu from the Oyel Moed. Let's just finish the paragraph and then we'll take questions. V'zehu, and this is what the Pasuk says, which we recite nowadays also, every time they open the Aron Kodesh in a shul. Vayihi b'nesoya ha'oroin, and it was when the Oroin traveled, Vayoyimer Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Kumo Hashem, rise up. Again, lohokim means to elevate, those fallen Torahs. V'yafutsu oyvecha, and disperse all your enemies. V'yanusu mesanecha miponecha, and let all of your enemies run away from before you. Hainu ho'oivim v'asoinim anal. This refers to the enemies that we mentioned earlier. Shehem ha'misnagdim el ho'emes. This refers to all of those people who oppose the truth. Sheyoinkim mehatoyrois hanefulos anal. And they draw from these fallen Torahs. Kinosim v'nizbatlim, because they run away and they become negated, nullified, al yedei nesia sa'oroin, by the traveling of the Oroin. Shalideze nizbararu v'olu hatoyro sanal. Through this procedure, it brought about a refinement. It brought about a selection from those toyrois nefulois to be able to extract the toiv and elevate it. V'olu hatoyro sanal v'nizbatel yenikas hasoinim v'oivim emela. And the source of energy of these enemies was eliminated completely, was cut off. V'zehu, and this is why it says, uvenuchoi, and when the Mishkan came to rest, yoimar, they would say, shuvo Hashem rivavois alfei Yisrael. Hashem, return the tens of thousands and the thousands of Jews, alfei Yisrael. Rav Nosson Zal says, alfei daika. Note the wording that's used there, these alfei, Bechinas Alfin Hanal. This refers to those Dalit Alfin that we're learning about here. Shechoizrim Vishovin, that return and come to rest. Vishovin Venochim Kishoroin Nochal Mekoimoi, when the Oroin was reestablished in a location. She'oz choizrin v'shovin ho'alfin shenizbaru v'nochu al mekoimim b'sholem. That's when these alfin that were fixed, that were repaired, returned and came to rest in a proper place. Ki chozar v'nase mehem toira kedosha, because they were reconverted into holy Torah. Rabbeinu Zal speaks about something similar to this in chapter 12 in Likutei Moran. There, Rabbeinu Zal begins chapter 12 with speaking about Mashon Uroyim Shal Piroiv Haloim Dem Cholkim Al Tzadikim. This that we find in many cases, Al Piroiv could mean many or even majority. The Lomdim, those people who learn a lot, and he's speaking especially, referring especially to Torah Shel Ba'peh, the Oral Torah, Cholkim al Hatzadikim, they oppose Tzadikim, V'doivrim al Hatzadik Osok Begaiva Vavuz, and they speak against Tzadikim with arrogance and with insult. And Rabbeinu Zal goes on to explain the reason for this and how it happens and everything, and he explains that when the Tzadik hears these insults, the tzaddik has the ability to convert it to Torah, to make Torah out of it. In chapter 12, Rabbeinu Zal has a very deep explanation of how this works. In chapter 12, and also in chapter 28 that we're referring to, that this halacha is based on. Any questions, please?
Morning, Rav Nosson. Yes. Today, when we take the Sefer Torah out of the Aron and we walk around, I assume all of these tikkunim are then are happening at this at that time.
It would seem
and
yes.
Is there some specific kavana or intention or focus or tradition best of to do something special at that time?
Number one, especially when the Aron Kodesh is opened, the Zohar Kodesh says that that's when the heavenly gates of kindness are being opened up. So that time that the Aron Kodesh is being opened is a very super special time for tefillah. There's the special tefillah that comes from the Zohar Kodesh, Brich Shmei Demori Olmo, which is awesome, very special in terms of ruchnius and gashmius. It includes all kinds of things in it. And for a person to put forth their own personal tefillah. But here again, when we see the Torah being taken out and moving, the Torah is moving, even in the shul itself, it's being brought around, number one, an opportunity to kiss the Torah, to show our love and respect for the Torah, and to see the Torah being taken a full circle, a complete circle, while we are in Golus now. This obviously is related also to what we're learning here. This concept of knowing that there's a tikkun, the reason why we're in exile is because there's a tikkun that needs to be made of all of these holy sparks that have fallen into the domain of the Sitrachra and these Torah Snefulos that need to be elevated. This is also when we make the bracha on the Torah, we say, V'nosan lanu Torah semes. Person would say, what is that word emes there? Veloslanu Torah. Hashem gave us the Torah. Why do we say Torah emes? There's a tremendous emphasis on this in many places to remind ourselves that even in the Torah, a person needs to be zeicher to the emes of the Torah. A person has to pray for it all the time and search for it.
Thank you, Ignas.
Any other questions, please?
We read earlier, Aval Mechamat Chet Adam Arishon, Uvifchat Mechamat Chet HaEgel, Lo Haya Efshar Lavo L'Eritzchael. And then it says, Haya Levarer Ulaalot HaTorot HaNefulot.
Exactly.
These Torot HaNefulot are because of Chet Adam Arishon and Chet HaEgel.
Correct.
But this is all pre-Torah, how could that be?
Keep in mind that the Torah was actually created 2,000 years before creation. And Adam HaRishon taught the angels about Hashem. That's what's written. It wasn't officially given on Har Sinai until 2,500 years later. But we're told that Avram Avinu was Mekayim Mitzvois. The Torah was in existence for sure, no question about it. And the concept, as we saw before, when Hashem instructed Adam HaRishon and Chava what to eat from and what not to eat from, that was Torah. That was a commandment of Hashem. When the snake convinced them to go against that, that was the evil, that was the Torah Hanafula, the logic that the snake used. And again, the Egel HaZohav, all of these things, the Egel HaZohav was after Matan Torah, was after the Torah was given on Har Sinai.
Very nice, thank you.
Sure. Anyone else?
So what does it mean to raise that the Torah's Nefulah? It's like by the Egel. So they made a mistake. So what's the idea of raising? How do they raise that Torah?
This concept of elevating these Torah's Nefulahs means finding the good even in there, finding the Toiv even in there. We know that the Gemara says that in order for a Sheker to be accepted, it must have some emes in it. It's impossible for a person to market to propose something that's 100% false. So even in Sheker, there has to be an emes. In Ra, there has to be a spark of good. So it's this concept which the tzaddikim know, they understand it in the fullest level. And we, by performing the mitzvahs of the Torah properly, by following the direction of tzaddikim, we are also participating in this this concept of connecting to the emes, and connecting to the emes that's found even within the sheker, and elevating it. Just like the Gemara says that the reason why the Jews are in exile is so that Gerim should be able to attach themselves to Klal Yisrael. That's why the Jews have to be in all of these foreign lands. Gerim are an example of this emes within the Sheker. Within the nations of the Goyim, there's this toiv that's found there that needs to be elevated and brought into Klal Yisrael in order that the Ra should have a complete mapolo. That's an example. There are many examples of this.
So if we're talking to people that are not necessarily connected to Rabbeinu's way, and we hear that everybody has different explanations and saying things and explaining Torahs that may have also Torahs to fool us, we're supposed to pick out what's emes in their words. We're supposed to see, oh, that's a point of truth, and fine.
Rabbeinu Zal gave the example of Rabbi Meir in this Torah, that Rabbi Meir, Rimoin Motzah, Toichoy Ochok, there is a concept like that, of being able to search for the Toiv and discard the Ra and everything. And Rabbi Nosson Zal had written at the beginning here, that as a result of the Eitz Hadas, Toiv and Ra got mixed up in the Torah itself. In the Torah itself there's Toiv and Ra. So there's always this Birur taking place. There's always this recognition of the good and the bad, and trying to understand properly what's good and what's bad, what's true and what's false, what's a greater truth, what's a higher truth. We know, for example, we know that emes is extremely important, but the Gemara says that sometimes for the sake of shalom, we discard the emes. There's a higher truth, which is shalom. So this is the whole concept of Limud HaTorah, of searching for the emes and refining it, higher and higher levels of emes, getting to more the real truth of what Hashem really wants from the individual person and from Klal Yisrael. Anyone else, please? Someone raised the question about the women in the Midbar. We know that the Arizal put, we know that we're told, the Medrash and the Gemara say that one of the major factors in Klal Yisrael being zeichet to survive in Mitzrayim and get out of Mitzrayim was the Noshim Tzidkoniyos, who gave incredible support to their husbands while they were in Mitzrayim. Number one, they were the ones who encouraged them to produce children, and many other good things. And in the desert also, we find by the Egel HaZov that the women refused to give up their jewelry. They didn't want to contribute their jewelry to the Egel HaZov. And we're told that that's one of the reasons why they were given the holiday of Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is especially a woman's holiday when women are not supposed to work on Rosh Chodesh, to do laundry or other type of work like that. The women, and the Arizal says, I remember hearing this from Rav Rosenfeld's room, that the Arizal says about his time, the 1500s, and as we move towards the coming of Moshiach, that the women today are Gilgulim, of those reincarnations of those Noshim Tzidkoniyos in the time of Mitzrayim. And this is definitely why we find in some cases that the women are ahead of the men. The women are the ones encouraging the men to become religious, to become more religious, to study Torah, this concept of them, Eishes Chayil Ateres Bala, that there are times that a woman of valor can be the crown on her husband's head, meaning even above, and being a major factor in the Hatzlacha. We'll hold it over here for now, wishing everyone a wonderful day and week. Someone pointed out that we're going to have in paragraph tests, hopefully we'll come to it tomorrow, Thursday, or Erev Shabbos, where Rav Nosson Zal quotes from the Parsha of the week, from Parsha's Boy. So we're definitely in current events here, Baruch Hashem. All the best.
Thank you, Rabbi. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day.
To all.
Thank you very much, Rav Nosson.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Rav Nosson, for everything.
Rav Nosson, thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you.